VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country Monday after hundreds of people were killed in a crackdown on demonstrations that began as protests against job quotas swelled into a movement demanding her downfall. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
News agency said 76-year-old Hasina landed at a military airfield near Delhi. Reuters could not immediately verify this, but commercial tracking services showed a Bangladesh Air Force plane leaving the country and flying west before it disappeared. The news of her exit was delivered by Army Chief General Waqar Uzzaman in a televised address. He said after a discussion with political leaders, an interim government would be formed.
That is Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. The United States has been urging countries through its diplomatic engagements to tell Iran escalation in the Middle East is not in their interest, and what Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday called a critical moment for the region.
We are engaged in intense diplomacy, pretty much round the clock, with a very simple message. All parties must refrain from escalation.
Blinken said Washington is trying to calm tensions amid fears Iran is preparing a retaliatory strike against Israel. Hamas terrorist leader was assassinated in the Iranian capital last week, an attack that drew threats of revenge on Israel, fueled further concern that the conflict in Gaza was turning into a wider Middle East war. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says a standing army of specialist police will be set up to deal with rioting, and the justice system will be ramped up to deal with hundreds of arrests after violent disorder rocked cities across the nation over the past week alone. Starmer has just held an urgent meeting with ministers and top law enforcement officials. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports two Venezuelan opposition leaders who challenged President Nicolas Maduro are now the focus of a criminal probe.
Venezuela's top prosecutor has announced a criminal investigation against the opposition's presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, and its leader, Maria Corina Machado, over their call on the armed forces to abandon their support for President Nicolas Maduro and to stop repressing demonstrators. Attorney General Tarek William Saab's statement tied the investigation directly to a written appeal the two members of the opposition sent hours earlier about Maduro and the demonstrators who have come out in force to defend their votes in the July 28th election. Authorities have declared Maduro the victor in last Sunday's election, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. I'm Norman Hall.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that Hurricane Debbie now reverted back to a tropical storm is responsible for at least four deaths.
Debbie came ashore as a hurricane Monday morning near Steinhatchee in northern Florida before reverting back to a tropical storm 20 miles away. Officials say a tree fell on a mobile home, killing a 13-year-old. A truck driver lost his life when he hit a wall, and two people in a car, including a 12-year-old, died when they hit a median. The National Hurricane Center's David Zielinski says Debbie is moving slowly and could bring up to 30 inches of rain.
That kind of rainfall is something that does not happen very often, really ever, anywhere. And that's why we're expecting such catastrophic flooding.
He says Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas will feel the effect. I'm Julie Walker.
A judge has ruled that Google's ubiquitous search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to quash competition and stifle innovation. It's a seismic decision that could shake up the Internet and hobble one of the world's best-known companies. The highly anticipated decision issued by the U.S. judge amid Meta that comes nearly a year after the start of a trial pitting the U.S. Justice Department against Google. It is the country's biggest antitrust showdown in a quarter century. Meta reviewed reams of evidence that included testimony from top executives at Google, Microsoft, and Apple during last year's 10-week trial. He issued his potentially market-shifting decision 3 months after the two sides presented their closing arguments in early May. Cambodia on Monday broke ground to build a controversial China-funded canal to link the capital to the sea, despite environmental concerns and a risk of straining ties with neighboring Vietnam. The $1.7 billion, 180-kilometer canal will connect the country's capital with Kep province on the country's south coast. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.